This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
And talking about lifting us higher, we've got Campbell Rose, the CEO of the Western Bulldogs, on the line. How are you, Campbell?
Yeah, very well. Thanks, boys.
And welcome to Joy Saturday Magazine.
Now, your media index is going to be really healthy this week.
Certainly, our media ratings have certainly gone up a bit with some definitely different points of view being floated around, yeah.
Now, let's just go back a step. You guys were involved in a launch of a project or a report from Gay and Lesbian Health Victoria, which centres around homophobia in sport and how difficult sportsmen and women find it to come out.
Yeah.
Were you surprised by some of the findings there in terms of how uncomfortable sportsmen felt, or what was your take on it?
Yeah, well, look, I thought it was an excellent report. It was a collaborative initiative of the Gay and Lesbian Health Victoria, Vic Health, and Victoria University, that were doing quite a bit of research to understand what are the core drivers, the views and attitudes, and therefore the barriers to gay and lesbian individuals or couples and their involvement in sport, whether it be competitive sport or recreational activities, or for that matter, local regional sport. There are a couple of key issues in it, and that was people's tolerance and view and acceptance, and secondly, the confidence that people have in themselves in order to feel that they can express what they need to express or what they want to express without feeling prejudice or being viewed differently when there's no need to have any different view to them at all.
Mm. Earlier in the week, of course, we've heard the comments from Jake and Jason Ackermanis. Is there some truth in what he's saying, that that the struggle is really there for people to come out, that there would be some degree of perhaps persecution's too strong, but would be an enormous struggle?
Yeah, look, I think Jason's comments regrettably have been taken to some degree out of context.
Yeah.
I mean, they are his personal opinion, and that not that of our club, I must stress that, although we get caught in that given he wears our Guernsey and our banner, so to speak. However, what he's done is he's brought an enormous amount of focus to the issue, and I think brought to the surface a range of different views from every perspective. I can understand in certain cultures or sporting environments, without wanting to say that they're rah-rah environments, but in certain environments where an individual who may not be heterosexual but may be homosexual or for that matter lesbian might be one or two out in a group of 25 or 40 and therefore feel very pressured.
Yeah.
And it's a matter of tolerance, acceptance, and I think that we've got that in the general community, and I actually think that that's filtering into, if not already in, the wider community of sport. And I actually personally think, and I know on behalf of our club, which I speak for, that Jason's views are, I think, a bit behind the times.
Mm. So do you think most players would be quite accepting of someone coming out as gay and be supportive?
Yeah, actually, I think it might be initial a bit of a shock if they didn't know.
Yeah.
But, you know, you tend to get a bit of a feeling as to whether someone, you know, is maybe a little bit different or views the world differently. They express their views differently. And football clubs are becoming very tolerant-based organisations. They're becoming very accepting organisations. They have to, otherwise they won't survive. And quite frankly, I actually think that the playing group would embrace and if not just accept it as a part of, well, that's life. Let's get on with what we've got to do. That doesn't affect what we do on the field, doesn't affect our game plan. It doesn't affect what we have to achieve when we get into the competitive environment, and what people choose to do in their private lives is their business.
So yeah. Why do you think we haven't had footballers coming out in the AFL to this point when there have been in other sports?
Well, look, I don't know enough of the statistics as to how many okay, well, there's no lesbians, obviously. Well, there may well be in women's football, and women's football is a very big sport, but I don't know what the numbers are, if you like, of the what we have 647 AFL senior registered players. So, you know, is it a percentage of 10%, 64, or is it a percentage of 1%, you know, 6? Yeah. So therefore, I don't know what the numbers are. However, having said that, I'm not sure that historically, I won't say now, contemporarily, but historically, the environment has probably not been as accepting as tolerant, and as tolerant as it is now. And if I may go one step further, there is a very different shift in the way in which coaches and playing groups have to view a whole range of issues, whether it be this particular matter, acceptance of different cultures and religions, whether it be Christian or Catholic or, for that matter, Muslim or Hindu. And we are now beginning to see those types of religions in individual players within the playing groups, and a whole range of those other related issues, which is all about this process of acceptance, tolerance, and, you know what, at the end of the day, diversity is a good thing.
Now, I agree with you, and I encourage people to read the statement from the club on your website. I think it's a fantastic statement. Where to from here, Cameron? I mean, we've had Idaho, we've had support from your club, we've had support from Eddie Maguire, and Collingwood and Footscray and the Western Bulldogs, both fairly community-based clubs. Now, but where do we go from here? How are we going to encourage or support gay players in the AFL to come out? Because it is inevitable, isn't it? But where do we go? How do we encourage this? And what role can the clubs play?
Yeah. Well, look, I think there's a couple of points to make. Firstly, on behalf of our club, the Red, White and Blue, the Western Bulldogs, we're very accepting, very tolerant and very willing to adopt circumstances that actually fit in with our playing group to accommodate and welcome diversity. And diversity in all sorts of different perspectives. Secondly, I must repeat for the purpose of the record that Jason's attitudes and his opinion piece in the Herald Sun is that of his personal opinion and not that of the club. In terms of where do we go to from here, I actually think we need to take a bit of pressure off the whole debate. I don't think we should have someone who is a homosexual or attracted to the same sex feeling pressured that they have to come out.
Mm-hmm.
I think what we need to do is create the environment where we are accepting of someone's views, position and choices and tolerant of those views, position and choices, and then the environment will be for them to naturally express what they want to express, when they want to express it, as they choose to express it. I firmly believe that if we've got a witch hunt to try and find someone to come out, that'll actually potentially do our cause or do this cause no good.
Yeah.
We've got to create an environment where people are accepting of people to come out and say, so be it. Let's move on.
It's got to be more than just a poster boy, hasn't it? It's got to be, like you're saying, the attitude of diversity that allows people to be who they are.
Yeah, exactly. And accept them for who they are. Because, you know what, that's just the way the life is. Life is, we're not going to change it. And what we need to do is respect them for who they are and say, boy, they kicked a bag full of goals on the weekend, or, you know, really, they didn't perform on the weekend as good as they should have. Let's get on with it.
Yeah. Now, in terms of what's been the reaction, I know your time's a bit limited, Campbell, but what's been the reaction from your membership and supporters? Have you got much of a take on that?
Oh, yeah, look, there's polarised views on this, as you'd expect. And there are the those who have hardened attitudes. I don't want to say, well, I will say it, bigots in life. And then there are those who are much more accepting and tolerant. I've got to say, there's much more on the accepting and tolerant side than there are on the other side.
Yeah.
And in a way, irrespective of whether you agree or disagree with Jason's personal comments, what he's done is he's actually brought a lot of stuff that has been bubbling along under the surface to the surface and created quite a bit of debate And I actually think this debate goes a long way to actually beginning to get people to realise, you know, this is not such a big issue. It's not such a big deal. Let's just get on with life and allow people to express themselves as they need to.
And there's always going to be, you know, someone who'll say, no bloody poofters in the dogs, but I guess, you know, what you're saying as well, let's just keep pushing on with diversity.
Well, so. Look, I mean, we people call us dislickers. I mean, if they say, oh, you know, you guys run around with fleas. I mean, naming and calling people, whether, you know, I don't particularly want to use that word you used, but using those sorts of words, that's a part of life. It's what happens in the schoolyard.
Yep.
You know, it used to be wogs and all those types of things. We've got to get above that, actually. We've got to grow beyond those type of stereotypes. And, you know, what's the old saying? Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. And actually, turn the other cheek, grow stronger, and just get on with what we need to do.
Great. Well, look, thanks so much, Campbell. Thanks for the statement that the club put out. I encourage people to go onto the website and have a look. And once again, I know you've got a very, very busy Saturday. Thanks for coming on, and thanks for you know, your support on this issue. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, well, look, I appreciate you giving us the opportunity to express our views, and we're playing North Melbourne, the Kangaroos, today, so I've got to conclude by saying, go the Dogs.
Okay, we'll join you on that one. Cheer, thanks very much. That was Campbell Rose, CEO of the Western Bulldogs. Again, another special first for Joy on Saturday Magazine.
Absolutely, and you're listening to Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.